Welcome to the Niche Blogging Tips Podcast, where we help you start and grow a successful blog. And now your host, Andre Vaughn.
What to start a blog about? We're going to go through 10 main things that you can start blogs about, but we're going to niche down on each of these topics. All right. First one is health and wellness. You can start a blog about health and wellness, whether it's nutrition with healthy recipes, meal plans, dietary tips, fitness. You can start a blog about workout routines, exercise techniques, gym reviews, mental health, stress management, meditation practices, self-care strategies, holistic health, which is under the health and wellness. And you can niche down from that. Alternative therapies, natural remedies, mindfulness practices, disease prevention. And with that, tips for avoiding common illnesses, vaccination information, personal stories, overcoming health challenges, journeys to wellness, product reviews in health and wellness, evaluations of health related products, supplements, and equipment. So that health and wellness space is pretty big. What's cool about it, it has all these niches and all these micro niches that you can write about also. Travel and adventure. This is the second one. The second thing you can start a blog about. Destination guides. You can niche down from that. Insider tips, cultural insights, and must visit spots. The solo traveler. Safety tips about a solo traveler. The travel experiences, empowerment, narratives. Adventure activities. With the adventure activities, there's hiking trails, extreme sports, adrenaline pumping adventures, budget travel. You have money making hacks, money saving hacks, cheap accommodation options, travel deals, responsible tourism is under the travel and adventure. And from there, you can go to sustainable travel practices, eco-friendly destinations, travel photography, tips for capturing stunning travel moments, equipment reviews, travel stories, memorable experiences, funny anecdotes, lessons learned on the road. All right. The third thing that you want to start, that you can start a blog about, that you may want to start a blog about, personal finance. And with that, you have budgeting. And under budgeting, you have creating and sticking to a budget, tracking expenses, investing. You can start a blog about investing, whether it's beginner guides, stock market tips, real estate insights, debt management, strategies for paying off debt, consolidation options. Side hustle is under personal finance, idea for generating extra income, freelancing opportunities, financial independence, retire early. That's FIRE. That's the acronym FIRE, if you've seen that before. Saving strategies for retirement planning. Another thing under personal finance is frugal living, thrifty living tips, DIY projects, secondhand shopping guides, success stories under personal finance, real life examples of financial triumphs, overcoming financial hurdles. Fourth thing you can possibly start a blog about, fashion and beauty. You have fashion trends and under that, seasonal styles, wardrobe essentials, fashion forecasts. You have beauty tips, makeup tutorials, skincare routines, hair care advice, fashion reviews, product reviews, brand comparisons, fashion hauls, sustainable fashion, ethical clothing brands, eco-friendly fashion choices, personal style, finding and embracing your unique style, styling tips, fashion photography, outfit of the day, inspiration, fashion photography tips. Beauty hacks, DIY beauty treatments, quick fixes, beauty product recommendations. So under fashion and beauty, there's a ton of niches and micro niches that you can start a blog about. Technology and gadgets. Technology and gadgets, you have product reviews, in-depth reviews of smartphones, laptops, and gadgets. Tech news. Updates on the latest innovations, industry trends, how-to guides, tutorials for using software, troubleshooting tech issues, gaming, game reviews, gaming tips and tricks, gaming hardware recommendations. Then you have emerging technologies. Remember I spoke about exploring AI, the previous topic, exploring AI, blockchain, VR, AR, and other cutting edge tech, programming, coding tutorials, software development insights, programming challenges, tech culture, analysis of tech giants. You can talk about Apple, Google, Facebook, all of those tech giants, NVIDIA, which is a chip maker, company profiles, interviews with tech professionals. Another thing that you could start a blog about is parenting and family. So many under here also, pregnancy and childbirth, advice for expectant parents, birth stories, prenatal care, parenting tips, discipline strategies, child development milestones, educational activities, family travel, tips for traveling with kids, family-friendly destinations, work-life balance, juggling parenthood with career, time management tips, product reviews when it comes to parenting and family, reviews of baby products, toys, and family-friendly gadgets, personal stories, heartfelt anecdotes, parenting challenges, moments of joy. If you're a parent like I am, we all have them. Parenting hacks, time-saving tips, organization strategies, hacks for busy parents. So there's a bunch under the parenting and family where you can start a blog. You can also start a blog. This is awesome. When also I actually like to do this. Food and cooking. Who doesn't like food and who doesn't like cooking? I'm sure people don't like cooking, but we all love to eat. Recipes, easy meals, gourmet dishes, international cuisines, cooking techniques, knife skills, cooking methods, culinary basics, dietary restrictions, gluten-free, vegan, keto-friendly recipes and tips, food culture, exploring food traditions, culinary journeys, food history, food photography, tips for food styling, lighting techniques, camera setting, ingredient spotlights. I wanted to make sure that I didn't skip one. Ingredient spotlights. Deep dives into specific ingredients, their uses and benefits. Cooking tips. Kitchen hacks. Meal prep strategies. Cooking shortcuts. All right. DIY and home improvement. This is the eighth one. Home renovations, before and after projects, room makeover, budget friendly upgrades, DIY, crafts, tutorials for handmade gifts, home decor projects, and upcycling ideas, home organization, decluttering tips, storage solutions, organization hacks. How about gardening? Tips for indoor and outdoor gardening, plant care guides, home repair, fixing common household issues, troubleshooting tips, eco-friendly living, sustainable living tips, reducing household waste, green home solutions, home decor, interior design inspiration, decorating tips, seasonal decor ideas. Ninth one that you can start a blog about is personal development and self-improvement. Goal setting strategies and setting, achieving goals, SMART goals, the acronym SMART, strategies for settling and achieving goals. Okay, mindset shifts. Positive thinking techniques, reframing negative thoughts, productivity hacks, which is the next one, time management tips, efficient strategies, overcoming procrastination, self-care practices, daily routines, self-care rituals, mental health exercises, motivational content, which is inspiration stories, quotes and speeches, learning and growth, book reviews, courses, recommendations, lifelong learning resources, success stories, interviews with successful individuals, case studies of personal growth. And the 10th one that I have written down that you can start a blog about, arts and creativity. And under that, you have art techniques, drawing tutorials, painting tips, sculpture basics, creative writing. You have writing prompts, storytelling techniques, poetry tips, DIY crafts, handmade gift ideas, crafting tutorials, DIY home decor projects. You have photography, composition tips, editing techniques, photography challenges, performing arts, acting tips, dance tutorials, music lessons, art history, exploring different art movements, artist biographies, art analysis, creative boosters, exercises for overcoming creative blocks, finding inspiration. So I just named off 10 main things that, and there's a ton more, Those are just 10 main things that you can start a blog about and some of the sub niches that you can start blogs about.
Thanks for listening to the Niche Blogging Tips Podcast at www.nichebloggingtips.com.